speaking.
How you doing, Paul? Paul, it's Mr. Simon Cordero calling you.
Hi.
I'm quite concerned, Paul, with everything that's been going on. I've been going through our conversations that I've recorded recently, and I've took a copy of the actual court order, which is just all of the court orders. I've made a new menu for it all, so I've got everything that's happened in that courthouse. And when I'm actually going through it, you are trying to kill me in that courthouse. And when I'm going through the tape recordings and what I'm informing you of, I'm concerned that you're still working in your position, Paul, and that I'm suffering the way that I am inside of my house. And the recordings that I've got from beforehand of all the other employees like Lemmy, and you are letting Lemmy run in that courthouse with that company credit card and spend money on it and make lies. Not once since 2016 have I been allowed to speak, yeah, and explain myself, but you've let Lemmy run in there doing ex parte's, asking him to put £300 in. No one would tell me whether I needed a criminal solicitor or a civil solicitor, so I've not been allowed a solicitor all the way through this, yeah. Now I've been told I've got to get a criminal solicitor. I don't even know if the application's on me. There's over 400, Lemmy just served me a brand new application with over 315 pages. I've teared it apart and checked every single page for what's in it. Every page is to do with the old claim number. And he's just made up, he made up a load of lies on the phone, like I explained to you the other day, to set off the application. He said that I threatened him when I've got the recording of him telling me down the phone that he's going to kill me and my mother. Then he sent the police to my address. While I'm in the police station, he's come to your court again. You sort of let him get the same application again and refile it. How Lemmy started, like I explained to you, yeah, I've got all the recordings of all the directors, Sally Gilchrist, who set me up for the first ASBO. And I'm explaining to them on the phone calls like I'm talking to you, going through the case, saying, look, I'm not a white person, and this case says that I'm a white person, so how am I getting set up for 9 years? Sally Gilchrist, the legal executive, is breaking down on the phone to me, yeah? So I continue, well, you've got no signatures. I break her to pieces like I'm breaking you now, yeah? You should listen to yourself when I play back these conversations, Paul, that we've had. Yeah, they're all in my report, and they're all online. Now ready to go public, Paul. Paul, I think you're not going to have your job for much longer after this, yeah? And you are all running to the judges and telling the judges you're concerned about our conversations. Our conversations are official. Yeah, you're paid money to deal with me. Are you paid a wage, Paul? Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah, you're paid a wage to deal with the public, are you not? So why are you scared and telling the judges that you're scared to deal with me when I'm telling you things that make sense? And why are you not for the magistrate's court, yeah, at Highbury, they called the doctors, and then the doctors said there was nothing wrong with me when I started showing them corruption with inside of their court. I went to Wood Green, I showed Wood Green corruption within it, and they called the doctors and set me up. The first time I attended your lower court, that judge dealt with it, and I showed her all the evidence that I had of Lemmy, because what Lemmy done is he made a possession, he was trying to threaten me and my mother, yeah, to go to court, to go to the civic centre for a meeting. The reason he was trying to threaten me and my mother to go for a meeting is me and my mother had put over 500 emails into the MPs and the councils explaining what my neighbours, the Mafiligans, were doing to me, the people that are now supposedly the victims in your case, load that you sort of got against me. Now, they were attacking me. Now, I've got loads of videos. I showed the doctors some of them the other day in my flat, and they run out of my flat, yeah, when I showed them the videos of what I've been telling you that I had already, and asking you if I can bring to the court, and you've refused. You lot told me to put them through the post box, yeah, outside the court, yeah. I don't think that's fair, yeah. Like, I'm suffering an injunction order because you've accepted God knows how much money off of Lemmy. You've not once let me speak in that courthouse, yeah, and explain myself or show one bit of evidence, and you're making me suffer, man. Now you're letting this family upstairs try and set me up. I can't even walk out to go to the shops, because if I go to the shops, they follow me to the shops, then start saying that I'm setting them up and try and activate this injunction order. Lemmy, after the 500 emails to the MPs and the councils and to all and to everyone else, I've got them all in a diary, and I've got all of I've made special pub books, brand new digital books for them all, yeah. Now I've got all the emails, the 500 emails to the council. Then what Lemmy does is he says to me, I got arrested for a Stan case in 2016, supposedly threatening Stan. What I was supposed to have said to Stan is, if you keep doing this to me and Shannon and banging on them walls with pots and pans at me, I'm going to get you in the park. Now, because I said that to Stan in 2016, if you keep endangering my and Shannon and Heidi's life, I got Stan got me arrested by the police for a criminal investigation. While that case was ongoing, I got refused bail and taken to court the next day. The court heard the case and he let me play a couple of videotapes to him of what Stan was doing to me. The judge threw the case straight out of the court. Now, once the judge threw the case out of court, I come back home to my flat. But Lemmy got a message off the witness care team in Angel Islington saying that Stan had lost the case. So now, Lemmy never got the message directly. Lemmy's line manager got it because I got a copy of it. I stripped their computers and got the copies of it. Yeah. Now, so the witness care message team messaged Lemmy's Kenichi while Lemmy's line manager and said the case is over. Then Lemmy started messaging me and my mum and saying if we don't go for meetings at that civic centre about this dead case that I've already won at court, he's going to put a possession order in. I said to Lemmy, that's entrapment. I've got all the recordings. That's entrapment, Lemmy. Please, can you go to the first ASBO folder that's in your offices that you made and realise that there's no signatures? Now, what Lemmy does is he goes to the first ASBO folder in the offices and he notices that there's a page on there that I could never prove before. This is like another part of the story, but in my first ASBO, when I was going for trial, every time I went for trial, my solicitor firm would try and run and leave the case because they didn't want to do corruption, talk about corruption, yeah? So what happened is, on one of the occasions before the trial, my solicitor tried to do this, and the judge said, if my solicitor can't leave without Michael Carroll, the main director, coming to court, they can't leave the case, yeah? So now, I had to wait another 6 months for another trial because this was the day before the trial. The day before trial again, my solicitor had done the same thing again, tried to scream and run out of the court case. Now, this time, the judge went back on his words, which I've got in writing, and what he done is he said... You listening to this? Because this is important, yeah, this part, yeah? What Lemmy's done. What the solicitor done, the second time she tried to run away from the case, the judge let her do it before I got to the court. Now, I went into the court and had to go at the judge. I got the paperwork. You said that the solicitors are not allowed to leave me, yeah? That they've been paid too much money already, yeah? But you've now let them go before I even got to court on the day of my trial for the second time. Now, the judge said there's nothing he can do. He's gone against his word. But I need to go to the solicitor firm and collect the folders, the ASBO folders. So now I went to the solicitor firm and I collected the ASBO folders later that evening for court the next day for trial. When I collected the folders, my solicitor had gave them all of my paperwork, my defence paperwork for the first ASBO, and because I had done all the page numbers on it, she gave that to Sally Gilchrist. So Sally Gilchrist made a brand new ASBO application and changed all the page numbers. When she'd done this, on the third page, she used my bail conditions, my conditions, and she made a threat of 10 court and diss us and we're remand, scribbling out words on it. Now, I collected that off of my solicitor, Josie, and I could never prove it because I never had it digitally given to me. No one sent it by email. So my Josie could have done it to me, or the legal firm, Sally Gilchrist, and that could have done it, made the threats in the folder. Now, Lemmy, on the phone to Lemmy the other day after he forged the possession order, what he done, he was forcing me for a meeting at the Civic Centre on the dead case with Stan. What he done is I told him on the phone, can you tell me the last complaint that you've ever had from me about me? Now, this was on the 7th of 2017, yeah? He said, he went on the computer like that, you hear him typing, and he goes, the first of January is the first complaint. So I laughed at him and said, the Time Limitation Act is out, Lemmy. All your cases are out of date, and I've been arrested for them already. Now, he got the ump, and what he done is he copied and pasted all of the dates and slammed them all over. So now everything that's happened in there has happened 3 times, and he served me a possession order. Now, I got all the council's... What he done is he made a big mistake and put all the council's history for each claimant inside the folder as well. So now I've took all the claimant's histories and the dates that they went to the Civic Centre or they made a phone call, and you can see all the extra dates that Lemmy copied and pasted. Now, I also went to the council and got a Freedom of Information Act just prior to Lemmy, and I've got all of the council's information anyway that's on their computer. So now, all these dates you can prove that Lemmy copied and pasted them, which is under the Fraud Company Act 2006, and tried to nick my flat off me. At the same time, all of the letters he's sending me like 15 letters, saying that if he can't get back into my flat to turn the water back on for the Mathieu-Ligon family to keep assaulting me, he's taking my flat. That's what this was over. He wanted to turn the water back on so that they can attack me. I've got loads of videos of what they were doing when the water was on. Yeah, no one's let me play them to them yet. I made 220 phone phone calls to the 999 call centre in regards to them protecting me. And I've requested all of them recordings. It took a year to get them. The cops didn't want to give it to me. But now they've gave me all the recordings of me phoning about the Matthew Yilligans and that, yeah? So now I'd like to bring that. Now, let me forge the possession order, which I can prove. Then he also copied and pasted because of the dates. Then he also, when he went to the ASBO folder, the first ASBO folder, and he took the threats out of the ASBO folder, and he forgot to notice the signatures that were missing, and he put the threats inside of the injunction order, and he served it to me through email. Now I've got the email here, because Josie never served it to me by email, neither did the other firm with all the threats. A 10 call and reman and we're reman and do you basically. Now Lemmy didn't know that they didn't send that to me digitally, and I couldn't prove it. Now he sent that digitally, and he sent it in the latest folder, which means that the writing, the threat, come from inside the Civic Centre, because it's in their folders as well. Yeah, now I want them arrested for this, and I don't want your court to keep playing with me, and I don't want your court to accept no more money off of Lemmy, yeah, in regards to applications or ex-party applications, and not especially when they're not telling me whether I need a civil solicitor or a criminal solicitor, yeah? Now, I'm telling you, I'm going to go public. Unless you can organise this inside of your court, Paul, I'm telling you, I'm going to go public, and I believe I'm 1,000% sure yous are all going to get spun by a special operation in there. You're going to have IPCO all over you, and you're going to have all the public at you as well, wanting to throw eggs and tomatoes at yous lot. Yeah, because what I've got here, yeah, I've done an investigation on yous lot. I knew your court couldn't touch me, the same as the magistrates and the other courts, because I've got the recordings to prove my innocence. Every time I've knocked on their front door, I phoned the police first before I go upstairs. I go upstairs after the police tell me they're not going to protect me, and you can hear me knocking on their door like that normally. But you can watch me in my front room for an hour before I go upstairs and call the police, and you can watch them attacking me, bang 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 bang, for an hour beforehand. I call the police like a reasonable person. The police say they're not going to do nothing. I knock on their door and like a reasonable, then Lemmy's copied and pasted, aggressively banging. This isn't fair. Now you've got Lemmy, because Lemmy lost all of the cases, he's gone and said he lied. I've got a recording. He said that I threatened him on the 9th, on the 10th of January, that I threatened him down the phone, when really in the conversation I'm saying, you've been frauding all this paperwork, Lemmy, how can you do that? I'm phoning all the executive directors, Lemmy's boss, main bosses above Konnichiwa, on this, and I'm recording all of them as well. I've got loads of recordings of Heather Littler and all the emails to her that my mum sent in from 14 to 16. Every email my mum sent from 14 to 16 to all the MPs, I've took all the names and I've phoned them all up like I phoned you up, Paul, and I've recorded every single one of them. Yeah, now I've recorded all of them. Now everyone that avoided all of them FOIs, all of the official complaints, yeah, I've got them all on recording, everyone, yeah. I'm telling you, yous ain't ready for my case when it comes to that court, yeah. And half of you are going to get arrested. I'm not joking. I don't need to destroy no lives. I don't need to do that. All I wanted was the keys to the park.
Obviously, no one would want anyone to destroy anyone's lives in the court.
No, you lot do, and you're lying. At first, you didn't, but then you thought, yeah, do you know what? At first, you didn't. I was watching the court and recording it, and you lot were acting reasonably. Then let me start. You struck the first ASBO out, the first injunction order out, which the judge done, which was right, that judge did, yeah? Then Judge Cones, or whatever his name is, John Cones, or whatever, yeah, he sat there, and he started going against what every other judge has done, reinstated it all, if you look at the history behind this case and what they've done, do you know how many times you have broke the laws? Yeah, you are more than criminals in there. More than criminals. I've done nothing wrong. You've not let me speak once. Lemmy is writing his own caseload. Lemmy got me arrested for threats to kill after forging all this, after me recording all the directors saying Lemmy's forged all the possession order and I can prove it all, that he set me up to cover up the FOIs. He has stopped me from getting these people arrested. Then he's gone to the true perpetrators. He's picked them and made them look like victims and made me look like the perpetrator. When there's 500 emails and videos proving that these are the ones attacking me and Shannon and Heidi, yeah, and they're going against what your constitution says. They're doing political persuasion and pinpointing me out for like HIV and AIDS and treating me worse than a person that's ever supposed to be treated.
Yeah, and I don't think this is fair that my personal data has been spread and I've got all recordings of the clinics, the hospitals, everyone saying that there's never been nothing wrong with me. Yeah, in real life, they banged through my nan's death. I was in my house, they banged through my nan's death. Yeah, you watch the videos of what they done to me through my nan's death. And I had to put headphones on, but I listened to audio books and rock in my front room while Stan and the Matthew Hilligan family are banging, 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 banging. I got another woman after that, met another woman. We had a baby and they banged so much when the other woman come into my house that she lost the baby as well and I got the paper. I've lost a child here. I'm locked in my house on condition since 2016 because of your call. And I've been on conditions from 16 all the way up till now, and I've not even done nothing wrong. Yeah, I've not even allowed to even explain myself or give you your evidence once. Every time I go to your court, you shut me down. The only people that I can speak to, Paul, is yous lot, and I'm telling yous lot the truth, recording yous lot, and yous lot are playing non-avoid and putting the phone down and nothing's happening about it. What do you get paid for in there?
How can I help you on the phone right now?
I've asked you loads of times to call this back to court and stop it before. These conversations wouldn't be happening if you had listened to me in the beginning and called it back before court and done the next part, done a declaration of notice. I told you I had evidence to prove that I was innocent and I had videos to prove that I wasn't served. I've told you I had evidence of everything all the way through this since 16 on the phone, and so's my mother been telling you, and you've allowed it to continue, and every time all you say is how can I help you on the phone. I'm suffering in my house with conditions, and this family upstairs are the family that done this to me, Shannon and Heidi, and made the whole wide world know all this shit about my personal data that ain't true, yeah, and they used that are protecting them in that court and trying to get me 5 years in prison. And I never done nothing apart from build a community event in my front room and work hard every day. How are you not letting this happen? You're the court of law. This is supposed to be the UK. We're supposed to have the best judicial systems in the whole of the world in this country. So why are you acting acting with so much neglect and misconduct towards me?
Do you have your case number on you?
There's two case numbers, yeah I do. My electric's just gone off on my house. I've got to go to the shop and get some more electric. I'm going to let you lot go. I'm going to come with my solicitor and sort this out with you lot.
Okay.
Have a good day, Paul, man.
You too.